Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Did you know that farmers can lose 12 to 20% of their crops if there is a 2-degree rise in temperature? That's one of the reasons climate smart agriculture is so important. And the Agriculture Minister is calling for smart and innovative methods to mitigate climate change and grow the sector. Find out more on today's edition of Calling Farmers and later or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Here's a total, Miss Lawrence.
Wow, this is all?
Yes. NHF has increased the amount it pays for medication for children with NHF cards.
You're serious? This is good.
That's right. Effective September 1, the National Health Fund doubled the amount it pays on pharmaceuticals for NHF cardholders 18 years and under. To get more information, call the NHF at 906-1106. NHF, your health is your responsibility.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda is calling for smart and innovative approaches to grow the agriculture sector and to face the challenges of climate change. Minister Samuda says agriculture is among the sectors most vulnerable and susceptible to climate change and global warming, and as such, it is critical that irrigation and financing are addressed to boost growth.
We have to do everything possible through climate change and the techniques and the transformational agricultural strategies that must be adopted to ensure that what has started in the first quarter of this year continues to develop and grow and expand. Because for the first quarter, the quarter ending June, the agricultural sector grew by 13.9%.
He says a more structured sector is also needed to facilitate growth.
Every business in Jamaica now must recognize that we have to start by developing our own indigenous materials that can create wealth. And especially the youth who will have to carry the baton forward. Find ways to ensure that we Jamaicans can put our hearts together and our hands to work to build our own country and develop our own agricultural sector and create the wealth that we need.
Mr. Samuda says smart and innovative approaches in agriculture will demand greater water harvesting and water resources management. In terms of a structured approach to the sector, the Agriculture Minister says the AgriPark concept will play a critical role, noting that more will be developed across the island. Mr. Samuda is suggesting that orchard trees such as akis and mangoes be planted on the periphery of the parks. He says these crops, if properly managed, can be reaped and exported.
There's an unlimited demand for our crops in the United Kingdom and Europe. They would spend any money in Europe to get a good East Indian or St. Julian mango, especially in the winter.
Minister Samuda is also encouraging farmers to see themselves as business people and entrepreneurs and seek to strengthen partnerships with the private sector to gain greater access to financing and ultimately grow the agriculture sector.
Our planning must be based on proper assessment, appropriate data, and a strategy that can move every small farmer from where he is to take his place in society as someone who is valued and is expected to make a significant contribution to the development of our country.
Agriculture Minister Carl Samuda.
The Legal Aid Council provides representation for persons taken into police custody for any criminal matter and a traffic offence. Request duty counsel of the arresting officer. Duty counsel representation is free.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Dog av money nyam cheese, when im broke, im cha ol rag. Translation, when a dog has money, he eats cheese. When he is broke, he chews old rags. And this means adapting to circumstances. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.